Home repairs are still underway in Northeast Oklahoma City following last year's major hailstorm. And all along Westchester Avenue, work crews strip damaged shingles from roofs and nail new ones down in their place.
Business is good. Business is good.
That's Lonnie Hunt, owner of Guaranteed Construction and Services. Hunt worked in construction trades most of his life, and his sun-weathered features serve as proof. He was able to get a plumbing certification while behind bars through the Career Tech System's inmate training program. That's right, Hunt is a convicted felon.
I had a robbery charge, yeah. So at that time, I was incarcerated about 4 years.
But his training led to a job when he got out of prison.
Got a job as a licensed plumber with Progressive Plumbing, and he hired me on, and I worked for him till about 2009, and then started my own business.
It wasn't easy for Hunt, despite the support of Career Tech and a very closely knit family. He knows all about the difficulties facing convicted felons trying to rejoin society and get hired anywhere. Now Hunt is doing the hiring, and he's giving second chances. At Guaranteed Construction, felons are welcome.
People gave me a chance, you know, when I got out, Progressive Plumbing in particular. The same thing applies with these other guys. You know, when they get out, they have a problem, you know, finding jobs because of their being ex-offenders. So we just, just pass it on, you know.
Breon Bellamy arrives on site and gets his marching orders.
What about the waters? What's up with the water?
Bellamy committed a robbery at 18 and was just released a few months ago at the age of 23. He had no job skills when he went in and says he's a totally different person after Career Tech training and getting his job with Guaranteed Construction.
I knew when I got out here I couldn't act the way I acted when the way I was in the penitentiary or the way I acted before I got to the penitentiary, because I knew it wasn't right. If I acted that way, I knew I was going to have to come back here, and I don't want to be there. So.
Beads of sweat are forming on Bellamy's face even before he starts working, from just standing in the sticky morning heat for a couple of minutes. But he's not complaining.
Well, when you go to penitentiary and sit in them hot cells and you don't get no money, you don't have no problem coming out here working in the sun. So I sit in the penitentiary every summer. They don't have air conditioning, so we'd be in there sweating. So now I don't got no problem being out here in the heat. At least I get paid for being out here and sweating.
For Guaranteed Construction, that appreciation often means ex-offenders make better employees.
They, know that, for one, they have all of these strikes against them when they get out, and a lot of people don't want to hire them because of their past. So when they finally get a job, they certainly want to hold on to it because they know it's so hard to get in the first place, you know.
Like Hunt, Bellamy says one day he wants to start his own business and give convicted felons a chance at redemption. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.